AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The House committee investigating the Capitol riot is turning its focus on then-President Donald Trump's efforts to pressure the Justice Department to look into election fraud. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Over an 11-day span after the election, Acting Attorney General Jeff Rosen says he heard from the president a lot.
Either called me or met with me virtually every day.
Putting forth what Acting Deputy Attorney General Richard Donahue says was an arsenal of false fraud claims.
As the president went through them, I went piece by piece to say, no, that's false. That is not true.
They were among three former department officials testifying about Trump's push to bend the independent agency to his will. And when they wouldn't go along, his attempt to install a lower-level official who would as the new attorney general. That was Jeff Clark, whose home federal agents searched last week. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Supreme Court struck down a New York gun law, ruling Americans have a right to carry firearms in public for self-defense. The mayor of New York, Eric Adams, calls the ruling unacceptable.
We wrote together to limit the risk this decision will create once it is implemented, and we cannot allow New York to become the Wild Wild West.
Eric Pratt with Gun Owners of America says the ruling will have the opposite effect.
We should expect less violence.
The Senate stopped a filibuster and is pushing a bipartisan gun violence bill to the brink of passage about a week after he tested positive for the coronavirus.
All is well with Fauci, and thank you for asking.
81-year-old Dr. Anthony Fauci says his recovery is an example for the nation on the protection offered by vaccines and boosters. The FDA is telling Juul to pull its electronic cigarettes from the market. The Dow finished up 194 points. This is AP News. The Taliban and the international community that fled during the takeover are struggling to respond to a powerful earthquake in Afghanistan. At least 1,000 people were killed.
The Taliban and the international community that fled their takeover are struggling to bring help to the disaster's victims. State media reporting Wednesday's quake killing 1,000 people at least. In the first independent count, the United Nations Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says around 770 people had been killed in Paktika and Khost provinces. Under a leaden sky, men dig a line of graves in one village as they try to lay the dead to rest quickly, in line with Muslim tradition. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
According to a proposed settlement, the Biden administration has agreed to cancel $6 billion in student loans for about 200,000 former students who say they were defrauded by their colleges. Ed Donahue, AP News.